You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
And Ed.
Yes. My name is Daniel Lim, and this is Todd Adkins.
What?
Now, at the time of this recording,
I just love to mess with Ed. I want to make him listen to ours. I think he listens to ones. Maybe he listens to all of them.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel like he would listen if he knew we were talking about him.
Yeah, we should. You know, we should like make it a. We should actually just make fun of him every episode
until he mentions
it. And see the activity on social media and see what happens. This month on newchurches.com. is rule month. Now, what that means is if you are a plus member, and if you're not a plus member, be sure to check it out, newchurches.com, and click on become a member, and you can read a little bit more about it. But this month is rule month. And what that means is every single month, if you are a plus member, you are going to get specific new content just for you on a weekly basis. And this month, we are highlighting rule church planning, rule multi-site.
Rule
and everything
or rural?
Rule. Rule.
Rural?
Rule. Rule. How do people in rural town say it?
They just slur through it.
Not every rural town.
Rural churches.
Yeah, but that is our focus this month. If you look at previous months, we've done months on fundraising, on coaching, on preaching, on discipleship. So as much as newchurches.com is all about helping, you know, church planting, multi-site, and we have courses, every month for plus members, we are helping serve you. We want to make you the true hero in where you're at, where you're serving, and to equip you to serve your church and to multiply the mission that God has called you to. So be sure to check out Plus Membership. And we do have a new rewards system. It's called New Churches Rewards. I know, pretty creative, right?
It's called.
But
wait for it.
But here's the thing. You get 10% cash back.
Cash
back?
Every
single thing that you purchase to use towards courses.
Okay.
So every single thing that you purchase on newchurches.com.
Credits toward courses.
Yeah, exactly. It's 10% cash back. And what that means is you can use the points, which is really cash back, to purchase courses. So if you sign up for annual membership, not only do you get 1 point for every dollar spent, but if you sign up for annual plus membership, we're going to give you 750 points. Now, what that means is we're actually going to give you $75 to put towards courses. That's how much we love and believe in our courses and believe in plus membership and the way that we want to serve you. So this isn't going to cost you anything else. It's just
we're not
going to
send you greenbacks in a card in a mail either.
We want to bless you and make courses even more accessible. So this is why we want to bless you with these points.
So when you say cash back, you really mean
cash money towards courses.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, I appreciate that. So today we actually have a question from Stafford Greer. He's at Prairie Alliance Church in Manitoba. He came down and to our charter, he's one of our charter members, and he came down to our coaching summit last month. And he has a question for us today. Let's listen in.
Hey there. This is Stafford Greer. I'm a pastor at Prairie Alliance Church in Manitoba, Canada. Our church is about a year old, and while still small, we are growing. And as the pastor, I kind of have to provide a wide mix of skill sets and providing pastoral care, at the same time providing being responsible for leadership development and a leadership pipeline. I'm running into some of the tension on how do I know when it's time to shift between prioritizing pastoral care or leadership development over the other. I can sometimes feel like I might be spending too much time in pastoral care and missing opportunities to develop leaders that are in the congregation. At the same time, I want to be able to stay true to my pastoral calling and not be able to not walk away from people because providing pastoral care can be difficult. If you can help shed some light on potential ways to move forward, that would be super helpful. Thanks again, guys.
All right, this is a great question because it's a tension that we face. It's a tension that everyone faces when we begin talking to them about leadership development and developing a leadership pipeline, right? Stafford has talked about this tension between spending time on pastoral care versus leadership development and what really it would take to shift his time to be able to develop more leaders without neglecting the church. What are your thoughts, Todd?
Well, part of that is it's a cultural issue. It's a cultural question, because if he's in a church that the culture has now come to expect him personally to do all of the pastoral care, it's going to take a bigger shift to do what he needs to do and disperse that responsibility across the church. So if you look at the New Testament, pastoral care is not handled by one person. It is handled by a group of people within the church, and that is the church, you know, church leadership. But that's how it's handled. Either they're handling it, or they're divvying that, or not divvying, delegating that out. But you have to make sure that you're not just becoming a better delegator. You have to make sure that you're becoming a better developer. And so I appreciate the second part of that, which is the focus on leadership development. And it's kind of the chicken and the egg, or the old commercial, how do you get a job without experience, and how do you get experience without a job? Yep. And so I would say, on that note, first of all, answer the culture question. If you think that culture is going to be a major issue, then that's going to take a little bit more work. If you think people would be open to it, then I would say the first thing you need to do is do what Jesus did and take some people along with you that you think could do the job. Even before you ask them to do it, you need to take them with you and model what you want them to do, and then begin to ask them to take some of that on and encourage, continue to meet with them from time to time, encourage them to do the same with other people. It's not a short-term solution, but 3 years from now, you know, it's very likely that you could have a dozen people. It's like compounding interest. You know, we don't think that, you know, 6% sounds like a lot until you look at it over the course of several years. Mm. And in like manner, it's like, oh, if I do this with two guys a year, well, if I do it with two guys, they do it with two guys, they do it with two guys, it's like 25 people. It's crazy. It adds up so quickly. Yeah. The compounding nature of, if I'm doing this every 6 months, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Ralph Moore in Hawaii is probably one of the least known but most influential pastors.
When you said Ralph Moore, I didn't think he was going to be from Hawaii.
Well, he's from California originally, but he's in Hawaii. And I mean, this guy, when you talk about church multiplication movements, there are over 2,200 churches that have been started as a result of this guy. Like, and honestly, when you meet him, he is one of the most unassuming, gentle, humble, likable guys. Like, he's like your the neighbor that's just so nice and bakes you cookies or just smiles at you, the nicest person, Ralph Moore. And over 2,200 churches have been started as a result of his ministry and what the Lord has called him to. And when I had a conversation with him about it, what he does is really he just intentionally disciples about a dozen people every year. And those people disciple other people, and that's just, now I think he's 70 now. And just think about that. It really is an illustration of what you're talking about, Todd, and the impact that can have over the course of your life, right? Because oftentimes we want the big bang, the big impact, high results right away, and we underestimate what we can do in the long term, and we overestimate what we do in the short term, right? So when you look at Stafford, when you look at pastoral care and leadership development, I would wholeheartedly agree with what Todd said. And in fact, I would encourage you to develop your pastoral care systems and view that as leadership development. So as you do pastoral care and as you do what Todd said, bring someone along, and then next time bring another person along, and do the whole gradual release of responsibility model, where it's I do, you watch, I do, you help, you do, I watch, you do, or you do, I help, you do, I watch, and do that with one person after another. There's curriculum. I mean, you look at Acts 6, the Stephen and the deacons. Yeah. There's that biblical example. There's even a ministry called Stephen's Ministries.
Yes.
That I know a lot of churches have
so
used.
So we had Stephen's Ministry in DC, and
massive,
it was
huge.
Yeah. I would, this is going to sound really bad, but there were Stephen's people that I mean, if I'm in the hospital, I'd rather have one of those guys than one of our pastors come visit me.
Yeah, they're trained well.
They're trained very well. Yeah.
So be sure to check that ministry out as well. But Stafford, I mean, honestly, it really is, you got to do both end, right? You can't neglect pastoral care, but the best leaders that you develop, one of the competencies have to be this, the idea of, hey, they need to be equippers, they need to be developers, which means they also need to care. And the better your systems are set up in your church, the better leadership is developed and leaders are developed, the more actually your church is going to be cared for and feel cared for, because it's not going to be this span of care ratio of 1 to 100 people, right? But it's going to be, you're going to have leaders of leaders and leaders of leaders of leaders. And it might be the span of care being 1 to 5 people or 1 to 3 people or 1 to 12 people. But the more leaders you develop, the better the pastoral care will actually happen. So thanks again for submitting that question, Stafford. It was fun to talk hockey with you, to have another Canadian down here in Nashville. And actually, for a few of these questions, we are having a streak of Canadians submitting questions.
What's up with that?
Yeah, and the next time we're together, it's another Canadian.
I think it's because it's really cold right now. And there's, you know, something to that.
It is cold.
There's something to that.
All right. Well, be sure to submit a question in at newchurches.com, and we will catch you next time.